During the elicitation, the reaction develops more quickly within 24 to 48 hours. Here, I will clear the difference between the two is this, that initially when the sensitization was taking place, it was a long process because first the antigens or the allergens were carried by the antigen presenting cells to the paracortical areas where the lymphocyte was first stimulated, produced, then they were carried to the various parts of the body and to the skin where they produced their hypersensitivity reaction. So it took a long time, that is 5 to 95 days. But once these T lymphocytes have become stimulated, they become resident in the skin in the form of mammary T cells. So when the subsequent exposure to the allergens takes place, the reaction becomes more, it develops or it is elicited more quickly within 24 to 48 hours because it is brought about by the T regulatory T cells or the mammary T cells which are already produced in the body. Delay, sometimes we have seen that delayed elicitation takes place although the sensitization has already taken place. Why does it happen? Because the degree of sensitivity which was initially which has initially happened was of the low degree. The secondly, exposure to small amounts of the allergen took place or there is a delayed penetration of the allergens. So if any of the three events takes place in which there is a degree of sensitivity is low, small amount of allergens was exposed to the body, or there is a delayed penetration of the allergens, in these cases the elicitation will also be delayed because when the initial stimulus is of low intensity, the lymphocyte production is also of the low amount or less severe. So the elicitation will also be delayed in such case.